Okay, we learned the Mishnah. Kol chazaka she'eini matayna is not a chazaka. And as I said, this is a klal that we know. The Mishnah adds the chiddush of if you say ma'atayis, if you say layom aliyadim davim ayilam, saying mistami omaychul, you never said anything to me, so that is not a taina. And as far as Cheskes Karkois, we've spoken about this numerous times. However, there is another chiddush here in the Rashbam, which I guess will serve as part of a hakdama to one of the sugis of the first perek. The first perek, as you probably know, talks a great deal about Cheskes Tashmishin. What is Cheskes Tashmishin? That is, I have a chazaka to use your property, or to use part of your property. The Cheskes Tashmishin comes in many forms. There's a chazaka where I have a window that opens up over your property, where you have a right to stop me from doing it. And if I have a chazaka that the window was there, you didn't say anything, that's called the Cheskes Tashmishin. Or if I build a porch out over the airspace of your property, you also have a right to stop me. And if you don't stop me, I can get a chazaka. That's also called a Cheskes Tashmishin. Or there are numerous types. The Gemara talks about if I let water from my gutters pour out into your field, that's Cheskes Tashmishin. There are numerous things. I lean my ladder on your wall. You have a wall that abuts my property, I lean the ladder on it. There are many types of things that neighbors use, one by the other, and these are types of Cheskes Tashmishin. And that's a sugya that we will deal with in the first parak. I mentioned to you the other day that I'm in the middle of a sichsuch between two neighbors in our neighborhood where they share a driveway. And one neighbor has a house full of young children, and they put up a basketball hoop in the driveway. And it's 10 years, he didn't say anything. And now the neighbor has a reason. He doesn't want the basketball hoop. He doesn't want the basketball anymore in the driveway because he has an older mother moving in. And the question is also, he thought for sure he has a right to take it down. So I told him it's not so pashit. He didn't say anything all the years. There's a Cheskes Tashmishin. They have, you can't just, maybe they'll be nice and they'll take it away, but you can have a taina. Cheskes Tashmishin. These are all types of Cheskes Tashmishin that we're going to talk about in the first parak. There are two questions that are like the aleph beis of Cheskes Tashmishin, and there's a tremendous machlekes rishayim. And one of the shitas rishayim is the Rashbam and Tosfos who agree, but they're both here on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The two questions that Cheskes Tashmishin are: A, do you need Gimel Shanim for Cheskes Tashmishin? And B, do you need a taina? If I have to have a taina, and I'll say, you know, I'm playing basketball in your part of the driveway because I paid you for the right. Or you could just say, I did it, and no one said anything. Is that enough to get a chazaka? The fact that I did it and no one said anything, that means it's b'li taina. Does a Cheskes Tashmishin need to have a taina? Does a Cheskes Tashmishin need Gimel Shanim? That's the shaila. Now, if you ask me, I would say, the two questions should be one. Is Cheskes Tashmishin by karka, so it should need Gimel Shanim plus a taina? And if not, so then we can be done. So the Rashbam here in our Mishnah, Chazaka Sheni Matayin Eina Chazaka, Bein Becheskas Gimel Shanim Dekarkois Ubatim Milanois, Bein Becheskas Yoyim Echad, Kedam Hanach Damin Olel Asik Luhurdi. The Sugi is in Davod. That's where the Gemara talks about the Klolim of Cheskes Tashmishin. And the Rashbam says that you don't need 3 years, but you do need a Taina. You have to have a taina in order to win. Because he says, our mission is going on those chazakas also. just looking if Rashi there says it also yet. Yeah, Rashi on Daf Vav is not the Rashban. There it's Rashi. There Rashi says on Arzik Lahordi, B'shah Atas Mishtamish Befana B'shaisik Have a Chazaka. Rashi there says the same as our Rashban, that B'shah Achas, in 1 hour, that you're Mishtamish, and the person is Shaisik, obviously, if you're Mishtamish while he's on vacation, that's not a Chazaka. But B'shah Achas, you're Mishtamish Befana B'shaisik Have a Chazaka. So Rashi and the Rashbam both hold that it's a chazaka miyad, but you need a taina. It's a chazaka right away, but you have to have a taina in order to be able to win. There's actually a four-way machlokes in this nidain as to what you need. You take the two possibilities. You'll figure out yourself that there are four possible combinations: either gimel shanim and a taina, gimel shanim without a taina, or la'alta with a taina, la'alta without a taina. They're basically four shitas, and I'll try to give you a bekitzer. But first, let's just deal with the Rashbam. The Rashbam shita is that it's niyan, and you have to have a taina. So the Muki Yosef on Daf Vav asked the Kasha on Rashi and the Rashbam. And it's Tosfos also. The bottom line of Tosfos also says that it's a Chazaka Yoimecha, Tosfos Marasel Shalai. Chazaka Yoimecha. So the Shita, we'll call it Rashi and the Rashbam, we mean Tosfos also, that it's, you need a Taina, and it's a Chazaka one day. Frank the Muki Yosef. If you need a taina, that means you have to claim that you bought it. So if you need a taina, it should be shalish shanim, because teich shalish shanim, there's a chsarin of achvishtarcha. If you bought from me the rights to this karka, so you should need 3 years. How can you get a chazaka right away? I should taina to you. Where's your star? Achvishtarcha. So the Muki Yosef says that you need 3 years plus a taina. He brings that this shita. He brings Rashi also, and he brings from the Gaonim that say that you don't need 3 years and you don't need a taina. He calls the shita a Gaonim. It's also the Rambam shita. So the Rambam shita is you don't need 3 years, you don't need a taina. And the other shita is the Rosh. The Rosh shita is 3 years and a taina. Both those shitas are consistent. Rambam says no 3 years, no taina, and the Rosh says yeah, 3 years, yes taina. So that the Muki Yosef understands. It makes sense. If you hold you need a taina, it means you bought it. If you bought it, you get 3 years for a shtar. If you hold that you don't have to have a taina, so there's no shtar, so there's no 3 years. But what's pshat in the Rashbam and Rashi? This is a problem. So the Reb Nachum and the Chiddush Reb Nachum and Avav goes through all four shitas, and he's masber the Rashbam and Rashi behegdim, that he shows that there are stiris in the Rashbam and stiris in Rashi. The Rashbam here in Asug he says that it's la'alter have a chazaka, and he brings a Rashbam on Ches Amid Beis Dibra Maslo Chalayin, where the Rashbam says that you need 3 years for Cheskas Tashmish. The Rashbam says again on the Tesamid Aleph that says you need 3 years for Cheskas Tashmish. Hachaloyim pesuach l'chotzech haveiroi, hichzich b'ashol ishanim. What do you mean here's a b'ashol ishanim? Why do you need here's a b'ashol ishanim? The Rashbam sheet is it's a chazak ala altar. And the same thing, they ask Stiris and Rashi. The Rashi I read you on Davov says that Bishah Achas Havah Chazaka. And there's a Rashi on Zayin Amid Aleph, just one block later, who says that a Cheskas Eirav, a Psoa Psichas Chalainis, is Gimel Shalom. So they ask Stiris, Zayin the Rashban and Zayin Rashi. So Reb Nachum brings from the Torah in Simin Kuflun Gimel, who's Masbir Rashi, Rashbam, in a very geshmak way. He says it depends What type of cheskes tashmishim? There are some cheskes tashmishim that it's the derech to write a shtar. There's the derech to write a shtar, and there's some that it's not. If I'm paying for use of your field, I'm going to have some type of a use of your field, some type of a kinyan your karka. It's the derech to write a shtar for that. On the other hand, if I just have the right to put my beans out over your airspace, so it's not the derech to write a shtar. Now, I'm not familiar with when it's the derech to write and when it's not. But obviously, a person puts up a basketball hoop in the driveway, it's not the derech to write a shtar for such a thing. So the Rashbam holds, for sure, it needs a time. Definitely needs a time. You can't just say, I did it, you didn't say anything, that's good enough. The Rashbam says that's not adequate. You put up a basketball hoop, you play ball, and you didn't say anything. The Rashbam says there's a chazaka she'ini matayin. It's nothing. You have to have a taina. Yeah. If the taina is a type of taina where it's a derech to write a shtar, so then you need 3 years. Because then toich gimel shanim is a chzar nabach v'shtarcha. If the chazaka is a type of a chazaka where it's a type of ishtam that's not the derech to write a shtar, then it's allowed to have a chazaka. Because then there's no, the whole 3 years is because of Achri Shtarcha, so allowed to have a chazaka. So this is a pshara in Shitas Rashi v'Harashbam, and Rav Nochem is Masber, that it stims with the Ramban's Shita that we're using all year. Ramban said it's normal to make a macha immediately. The normal thing is that a person makes a macha immediately. Just 3 years you get because of Achri Shtarcha. So when I do my ishtamshus, normally you would make a machar right away, if I do my ishtamshus in your field. And if you didn't make a machar right away, so if it's normal to write a shtar, I still wait 3 years. If it's not normal to write a shtar, it's a chazaka. We had said that the Rashbam is mashed in certain places, the Takonas Chachamim, in which case also we'll see if it'll fit. But what he wants to do, though, is to say the Chutz of Nochem is coming, to say that, like the Ramban, it would work out like this Shita, like the Rashbam and Rashi. So at any rate, this Shita is a mixture of Shitas, and according to the Hezbra of the Torah, it becomes a very Mistavadika Chilak. Now what does the Rosh hold? The Rosh, we said, holds Gimel Shanim and Atayim. But you need both. I mean, this is going to come up again. And, I really should just make a chart. Register us a little bit. Four sheets, I want to put them down because, as I said, we're going to move to the first paragraph, Mitzvah Hashem. And these are the four sheets that we show you in Cheskes Tashmishim. We're going to start. There are a number of inyanim in the first paragraph. This is one of the subjects. But again, we're talking here about Cheskes Tashmishim. And the issue is if you need the Mishanim and if you need a time. So, the basic is that Rashi and the Rambam say you don't need Gimel Shani, but you do need a Taina. And the Rosh says that you need Gimel Shani and you need a Taina. The Rambam, which some Mukyasa calls the Gaini, they hold that it's miyad. You don't need Gimel Shanim, you don't need a taina. I think it's cooler. You can be mazik in someone's thing as long as you don't make a machar right away. And then there's a fourth shita, and that's the Rivam, which is in Taisis Adaf Gimel.
And he holds, not just backwards. If you get a shanim, you don't need a time. Very much you can understand.
Well, again, so let's go through. These are the four sheetahs.
Rashi, the Rashbam, we understand with the Hesbar of the Torah. Without the Hesbar of the Torah, it will also be a hard sheet to understand.
What's the Hesbar of the Torah? That it depends if it's something that it's a derech to write shtaris or something that's not the derech to write shtaris. So then that makes a lot of sense. If it's a derech to write a shtar, you get 3 years. If it's not the derech to write a shtar, you don't get 3 years. So that's that shita. Now, the Rambam and the Gaon is also easy. The Rambam and the Gaon say there's no 3 years on these things, and you don't need, if you don't need a time in the middle, there's no 3 years. You don't have to have a shtar, so there's no 3 years.
So how does it work? What is it then?
So how does it work? It seems like the Rambam, and we reserve right to review it when we get there. The Rambam says, if I use your karka and you don't say anything, you're Michael, and if you're Michael, then when I'm mishtamish in it, then I get the use of it. So the question is, why, according to the Rivam, should I need 3 years of mechila? The number 3 years comes from Afish Darcha. Right, the Gemara said in the beginning of the Perek that the 3 years comes from Afish Darcha. Okay, I'll explain. You're right. For 1 second. To go in order. The Rashi and the Rashbam we understand with the Hesbar of the Torah. The Rambam and the Gaonim we zecha understand. They just say that if he uses it, he doesn't say anything. It means he's Michael. Now, I just have to tell you, it has to be a Hishtamshus, which is a Kfiyastik a Hishtamshus. It doesn't mean that if you park your car in the driveway one day and he doesn't say anything, that you can park your car in the driveway for the rest of your life. Because parking car in the driveway is something you do when you take it away. We talk about Chetzes Tashmishin, it has to be a Dover Kavua, something that's constant. Now, if it's rainwater running down, it doesn't rain all the time, but it means my gutters and my leaders are there all the time, and it runs off onto your property. Or my basketball hoop is there all the time, or my beams are sticking out over your property all the time, or my window is open to your property. It has to be a Dover Kavua. We don't say that if you park in someone's driveway, it doesn't say anything, it means you can do it forever. It has to be a dover kavua. But anyway, the Gaonim hold and the Rambam hold it's niyad. The Shitas Harosh, Rav Nachman is Masber, is the Shitasai, that he holds that Cheskas Gimel Shalim is a Takana Chachamim. It's a Takana, so they made the Takana across the board. It's easy Shita to go with. If they made the Takana, they made it across the board, and it's good because the Rush holds even with the Tashmish Katan, that's not the derech to write a shtar, you also have 3 years. Even if it's a Tashmish that's not the derech to write a shtar, it also takes 3 years. Why? So Zakr of Nachum is the Shitasai that Gimel Shanim is a Takanas Chachamim, so it's a light flog, they made a Takan across the board, that any Chazaka that has to do with Karkais is going to be 3 years. Why he holds you need a taina? Because he holds that mechila itself. That's a separate issue. He holds that mechila itself is not going to. It's better for you to use it now, not to use it permanently. The hot sheet is the Rivam. The Rivam holds that it's Gimel Shanim even without a taina. So where does the number Gimel Shanim come? So for this, we go back to our arrows that we started, that we did many times. Two pshatim, where the Gimel Shanim comes. The Rivam will go with the Shita, that the number of Gimel Shanim is the amount of time that a person gets to make a machar. A person normally doesn't make a machar right away. Not like the Rambam. Rambam said a person screams right away. We'll go with the Shita that a person doesn't, lav dafka, a person screams right away. We call that Tosa Shita, right? That the person doesn't have to make a machar right away. Up to 3 years, he waits to make a machar. So we said that by something that has a shtar, since that person gets 3 years to make a macham, and may I hold my shtar 3 years. But the ikur was that the number 3 years came from a person making a macham. So the Rivan goes with that shita, that the number 3 years comes because up to 3 years, if a person didn't make a macham, lav davka is meichel. And Mimela, the number of 3 years makes sense, even like the Rivam, who said this is Mechila works, if the person was Michael, was Shaisik and Michael's work, but the Shtika for Mechila, he gets up to the 3 years. So these are, like I said, the four Shitas. It comes out. We had three shittas in Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Takanas Chachamim, or the arrow this way, the arrow that way. It will come out that, well, the Rosh one says Takanas Chachamim is Lishitasa. And like you said, the arrow this way is the Rivan. The Ramban, who puts the arrow the other way, would hold like the Rashi and the Rashbam, that since it's 3 years, it's Al Shtar. So suddenly it's not normal to write a Shtar. You don't give a person 3 years. So this is the, like I say, the side issue of our Mishnah. Then, this we put away, Mr. Hashem will come back to it. There's one other Nakuda. When the Mishnah says, Kol chazaka she'eni matayna eina chazaka. So we say, it's cheskes kakais, cheskes tashmishim. What about cheskes metaltalim? What about somebody who's holding metaltalim in his hand, and he says, it's his. And you ask him why, and he doesn't have a taina. He doesn't have an explanation of why it's his. And the Marikama comes, and the Marikama says, it was mine. And he says, no, it's mine. He doesn't have an explanation. What happens by metalphalim? So the Ramban in our sugya says that the Mishnah is talking about cheskes metalphalim as well. The cheskes metalphalim also needs a taina. And although the Achrayim bring the Rabbeinu Yaina, argues Rabbeinu Yaina, Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, says you don't need a Taina. But the Paiskim bring the Ramban, both the Ketzais and the Sivis, in Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, bring the Ramban. And it seems that the Halach is that the Metaltum also, you have to have a Taina. Now, the other person has to be a Marikama to take it away from me. If I haven't talked to him without a tiny, he can't stop taking it away from me. But, otherwise, what?
The
Taina of Lahadam? Yeah, that's the other person has to show he's a Marikama.
If you're the person who shows he's a Marikama, you can't be a Lahadam.
What does Lahadam mean? That means you're not a Marikama.
You are. I don't
think I'm skipping. See, so that which we spoke about numerous times, and I'm still not 100% clear when a person could be shaisik, but I don't want to answer, and when a person can't. I'm not klar on the gedarim. Certainly a person could tell somebody, la baldvarim didiyat, if he's not a marikama, a person comes and says it's mine, I don't have to answer him. If I have something, if someone claims it's mine without being a marikama, I don't have to answer him. But a person who could show that he's a Marikama, and he says, it took my chayfetz, so I have to give him some answer. Now, we mentioned many times, a far-fetched answer is also acceptable. So he has the kayachatayin if he's a bosik. So he can tie to anything he wants. But if he has no tie at all, that was saying that that it doesn't work. Now, the Ketzais and the Sivis both passed on like the Ramban, but they do have a disagreement as to whether a cotton could have cheskes metaltalim. The Ketzais says a chiddush that a cotton does not have a cheskes metaltalim. Since chazaka needs a taina, and a cotton is labar taina, so the cotton doesn't have. Now that's a tremendous difficulty in practical halacha. He's a cut, it goes into a store and buys something. He walks out, he's holding something. If someone shows a marikama, he's going to win it in Torah. The cotton, the owner of the store will say that he shoplifted it from me. He won't have to prove it. The person has a container with the label. He has to show his marikama, so it has a price tag with the store name. So normally, a normal adult is holding a chafetz, and the store owner says, you shoplifted it from my store, so he's not going to win. The person, if he has a tain, if he says, I bought it, he'll win. He's a mozik. The Tzais is saying that if a cotton is holding it, that's no raya, because he doesn't have a tain. If he has a raya, when we say a cotton doesn't have a tain, it means that the words are not a tain. But you're right. If he has a shtar, it will be good. That means what the cotton's argument, the taina, the words of a cotton, since the cotton, they're not binding on the cotton, so therefore they're not a taina. Cotton can say one thing today, say something else, can say the opposite tomorrow. Now once it's obstructed, you can't change. Until it's obstructed, you can change the tainas. Was obstructed in up here. If you can't change, right? You can't be time b'chayz of a time. Right? We say can be time b'chayz of a time until then, and not after obstructed. So Tzai says that a cotton doesn't have a cheskes metalpulim because he needs a time. He doesn't have a time, and that the Nesivus holds namish the opposite. The Nesivus says it's just the reverse. What do we do by a cotton? Tanin onlay. The cotton is the best possible thing. We tainer for the cotton. Even the cotton doesn't say anything. Let me believe he says. Even doesn't say anything. Tanin onlay. According to the Nesivus, if the cotton is standing outside a store with something, and the owner says you shoplifted it, and the cotton doesn't say anything, we would still say tanin onlay. Even though it's suspicious, why does he say anything? What? According to the Tzais, a cotton never can make a kinyan, but you can be makna to a cotton. That's a cheres makna works. So if you had two eidim that he was in the store and the person sold it to him, so that's a cheres makna, the cotton is kinyan. We're talking now where they're arguing. He's saying you stole it. Right? That's the case of Chazak Sheshim Atayna. I'm saying you stole it. You're saying you're holding it and you're not answering my Tzaitayna, you stole it from me. That's Chazak Sheshim Atayna. What? The Tzai says that even if the child says something, it's like he didn't, because his words are meaningless. So the Tzai holds an extreme shita, that even if the cotton says something and he's holding it, he's going to lose, because it's a chazak sheni matayna. And the Sivis is the hepach mamish, that even if the cotton is quiet, he'll still win. Because tanina le, tanina l'ktanim. Somebody who can't taina, we taina for him. So this Mishnah, which seems to be talking about karka, we're coming out as talking about three different siurim. It's talking about karka. According to the Rashbam, it's talking about the Rashbam and the Rosh, it's talking about Cheskes Tashmishim as well. And like the Ramban, which seems to be lahalacha, even though they bring a Rabbeinu Yain, I didn't see in the place because they should bring it as a machalikas. The Cheskes Tashmishim also is a chazaka that needs a time. One last nakuda, I don't remember if we spoke, probably spoke about it once. By Karka. If you have a chazaka she'ein imataina, that means you're saying, I came to this field, no one said anything. And the Mare Kama comes, but he can't prove he's a Mare Kama. What's going to happen in such a case? We're going to talk about this. Both sides have nothing. Mare Kama can't prove he's a Mare Kama. He's saying it's his. The person who's in the field, he himself says, that's not my field. I just came to the field and I'm here 3 years and nobody said anything. I'm a chazak, I'm here 3 years. But I don't have any taina that it's mine. So what do you do? What?
The other person said the time. This guy's timing is too short. I'm timing is long. This guy's timing is not it.
It's clear it's a bari and a shamar. Right? He's a bari. That's what you say. First was Kavi says, I'm a bari, it's mine. The other person is less than a shamar. The other person's not even a shamar, huh?
He's bari,
it's not his. So the chayra, there's a tainus bari enough, well, tainus bari not enough to be mighty mammon. But this is karka, which we said is not a real mosik. So bashkafari shayna, a bari should win. Yet, the Rambam says that the muzik stays in the field. Which is a chiddush. The Rambam says the muzik has to stay in the field. The bari has to show that he was a marikan. Why? Why should it be that way? If he admits he has no shaykhis, the other person, there's a 1% chance he's telling the truth. More than 1%. But even if there's a 1% chance he's telling the truth, he should get it, because zikha not mine. So there are two hasbeirim. The stipler has a piece here in Simon Chav Dalid. He brings from the Nesivis that who compares it to Magbia Metzia. Someone finds a Metzia in the street. And someone else comes with a tainus bari that it's his. The person holding the Metzia knows it's not his. So we don't give it to him. We don't give it to him. So he says, we see that a tainus bari is not enough to take even from a person who's not even saying it's his. That's a statement to see this. Why is this shver? Why is this shver comparison? If I pick up a metzia and someone is a bari, I don't give it to him. So the same thing here, I'm in a karka, the other person's a bari, I shouldn't give it to him. The dimyan is a shver dimyan for two reasons. What? But still you keep on holding it against the bari. The migma, you're making it better, right? What's shver? I should start the other way. Why don't you give it to a bari? Why don't you give it to a bari? Well, we had... What? We said yet when we talked about Yachlaiku and about called Adam Gavar that someone who finds a metzia is an achrai, he's a shiner. He's achrayus. He can't give it up only to a dava bar. And we said a shimer can't give away an aveda to called Adam Gavar. A shimer can't give it away to Yachlaiku. The shimer has to hold it till he gives it to the right owner. So the dinyan to Shemer Aveda, what's the dinyan? But Shemer Aveda, I can't give it away to a bari. I'm a Shemer. A Shemer can't give things away without a raya. And secondly, he says, what's the dinyan to Shemer here? A Shemer Aveda picked up the Aveda and took it in his hands. Here, if you see an Aveda in the street on the floor, there's no halacha that you can't let a bari take it. Here, the karka, no one picked up the karka. Karka is sitting there. Now, someone's a bari, it's his, and someone says it's not his. So what's going on here? Yeah, Beza sees the karka. And Beza says, one person says it's not mine, the other person says it's mine. Because the person says it's not mine, was there 3 years, we give it to him. It's a pillow. Why are we giving it to a person who's not there, who says it's not mine? How can you let such a person keep it? So the Shar Mishpat says a pshat. He says, and when it says in the Mishnah, Loi Amali Amar Adam Davar Me Aylam. I'm here, no one said anything. It means the person is saying, maybe the owner was Michael. Look, I'm here 3 years. He looks to someone. Whoever it is, looks after his karkais. He knows I'm here. So I don't know who the owner is, but he must be a nice guy. Maybe it was Michael, maybe he's letting me have it. So there's a ksas taina on the part of the muzik. The person who's a muzik has a ksas taina to what he's saying. And since there's a ksas taina, so therefore it's enough for him to win. If he would have no taina at all, it doesn't make any sense to Rambam. How could someone says it's not mine when it didn't tie on something? But Hayyash is a Ktsas Taina. So the Rambam is being done. It's a Bari and a Shema. It's not less than a Shema. It's a Bari and a Shema. Since the Shema is a Mulzik, we let him keep on holding on to it. That's the Shar Mishpat's explanation. The big difference between the Shar Mishpat, according to Shar Mishpat, not only do I keep on holding it, but I could grow Paris. I could act like it's mine. According to the Sivis, compares it to Shomer Aveda, why do I keep on using it? The Sivis himself says it must be talking by a karka of a lemeger, so that's why I could keep on using it, but it bothers him. How can you keep on using it? The Shar Mishpat's pshat is much better. I'm holding it because who knows, maybe the owner was Michael. It is possible he was Michael. It's not a taina to him if I meet him and I tell him you're Michael, it's a taina, but maybe he'll be masking it was Michael. Okay, so these are the kudus of Kol Chazak Shesh Mataina. Let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says Pshita. So Taisus asks, what's the Pshita? Pshita chazaka sheni matayna yin chazaka, and the chachasam advays it is the other way around. Olamayata chazaka sheni matayna tahabi chazaka. So the easiest pshat is that pshita goes on the, not on chazaka sheni matayna hada chazaka, but on ketzad. What's the chiddush of ketzad? Once I know chazaka sheni matayna is a chazaka. So what are you asking me? You're adding me with ketzad. What are you telling me a big chiddush there? So the Gemara says it's a chiddush. Hi Gabra Mizbin Zovnale. Hi Aaron. Maybe this person really bought it. Look, he's there 3 years. It's something suspicious. Something happened. Vishtara Havalei Virchis. Maybe he had a shtar and he lost the shtar. Fahidaka Amahachi Savar Iamina Mizbin Zovnali Hayara. I'm really afishtarcha, and I'm afraid to talk. It's 3 years. This person's not so smart. He doesn't know after 3 years it's normal to lose a shtar. He says, "They're going to ask me where's the shtar. I don't have anything to say." Hilchach leimalei anan dil mishtara. Hilchach leimalei anan. So maybe Bezin should ask him dil mishtara havalach ve'erchis. Maybe you had a shtar ve'erchis and you lost it. Kegain zef safpicha leimalei. I would think that you're supposed to do a metaiva. No, you don't taina for him. We're not saying taina. But maybe you should ask him. Kamashmalan, that we don't say this. And this is a klal in Bezdin. Very hard klal in practical halacha. Because sometimes you're sitting there in a Bezdin and it's clear that the person can say a taina and win. The person sitting there is not saying. But the halacha is that we don't teach people how to time in this. We don't tell people what to time them. And here also, we don't tell them what to time them. That's the Kamash Malan that we don't tell them. The Rajbam Kamash Malan, the Ton Tanina Levi Loiton Anan Layafina Levamita. Rajbam says Shamina Mehacha, the Havaton Hachi Mehem Ninon Lei. What's coming out? That's the Rajbam. The man first said, I'm in the land 3 years, no one said anything to me. That's all he said. Later, he switches his taina. And he says, I bought it from you. Something suspicious. You know, he's tainted one way, he's tainting another way. So the Rishbam, no, Shamina Mahacha. Do you have a ton of him? I'm in the Kahai Gavda, any Kari Chayza Vitayin, the Ainza Machish Tainis or Rishayis. We had on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Sugi of Tayin Vachayza Vitayin, it was a while ago. And we had this idea that only Aden can't be Tayin v'chayz of Itayin. The Baal Din, we had a machlaikis, was it Nardai and Ula? If a person said, Zayim Mashallah Baisai, and lady says, no, I'm Muslim, but I'm so sure it's mine as if it was my father's. So it was a machlaikis Ula Nardai, and we pask in, like Ula, the Tayin v'chayz of Itayin, except. Right, if someone's in bed and he says a taina, and he walks out and he comes back and he says a second taina, that he can't, because that's suspicious, right? If he also may have roiv etayin, if he goes out and he taines, he comes back, so ain't a chayz of a taina. But otherwise, taina chayz of a taina. So this gemara, as Dr. Rishbam, is a raya, I guess, to Ula, that taina chayz, that a person could be taina chayz of a taina. Okay, Sunday we'll do Rav Anin. Now, the thing is this, my next week's schedule is Sunday is the last day of Shia. I'm still holding out hope. If the Rosh Hashanah sends a snowstorm, I won't have to go. So we can still daven for it. But as of now, I'm supposed to leave Sunday night. I'll be back early Wednesday morning. So Monday, Tuesday, there won't be Shir. So Sunday, I'm going to do Rav Anin. I wanted to get to the next Mishnah. I was thinking of giving you a Daf Yomi Shir, but I think you're all capable of making a laning. Those who want to finish to the next Mishnah. So I'm going to give Shir on the next, so again, Rav Anin. And that's going to be as far as Shir is going to go on Cheskes Habatin, at least for this cycle. And each of you has your own Cheshbainis as far as what you want to finish. Those who want to finish, take time, go to the next Mishnah. But I do plan Wednesday morning, Blessed Hashem, to give Shir on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on the first parak. And I want to just be mazir you to make the proper hachana. It's one thing, you're into a parak already, and most of the Reina and Cheskes Habatin we're familiar with, so sometimes you skimp on preparing. The first parak, prepare, first of all, for the first Mishnah, it's a whole new inyan, a totally new sugya. So prepare properly. You'll need both Monday and Tuesday to prepare. The Ikar, that phase of Manalab, is Taisis Diva Masal Fikach. You'll see right away. And I remember last time we learned Baba Basra, and we learned this. Rav Palm told me, don't spend 3 weeks on Taisis Lafikach. Because if you want, the Taisis Lafikach, you can chazal all the shurim of Kodol and Gavar and Yachloiku, the whole Bava Metzia, the first 3 weeks. Which we'll do, we're not going to do that, we're going to do it quicker. The first parak is important to learn the Mukhiyasif in the first parak. It's always important, but especially in the first parak in Hashotfin. It's important to learn Mukhiyasif. Also, the first parak is the reverse of Cheskes Habatin in one sense. The Cheskes Habatin, it's very much all one sugya of Cheskes Gimel Shadim. It sidetracks a little here, a little there. The first parak is mamish, a mixture of all different types of sugyas, a lot of yediyas, even agadata constantly mixed in. The zayin is a daf on in Yonei Tzedakah. There are a lot of gishmaka sugyas in the first parak. Chazakin and Pratech Zmanai is also in the beginning of the first parak. So put in the proper time. I'd like to ask you, we're going to start as from Tu Bishvat till the end of the Zman is, this year's Nibiyar is almost 3 months. It's about 10-11 weeks. Everything needs chizuk, especially learning. I'd like to ask you to be mechazik. We'll learn the first parak, try to put in the time, not to miss days, to be here every single day. If you have to miss a day, miss next Monday. Okay, squeeze in all your dates and dentist appointments for next Monday. And after that, I'd like you not to miss, to try really to buckle down. There are a lot of ideas in the first parak, the very geshmaka parak, and to do it with a chizuk. But in the meantime, Sunday I'll still be here. We're going to learn the Mice of Rabbanim, which also grounded in Mukhi Yisif. If you're holding with me on Rabbanim, you should learn the Mukhi Yisif, B'Shem Arayvit, on that subject.